Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 14th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a federal judge has overturned a controversial legal deal involving President Donald Trump and the Internal Revenue Service. The agreement had granted Trump immunity from future IRS tax audits and included plans for a now-abandoned $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund in exchange for dropping his lawsuit over leaked tax records. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams ruled the case was pursued for an improper purpose, saying it lacked genuine legal adversity because government officials negotiating the settlement had close ties to Trump. The ruling also opens the door for future IRS audits of Trump's taxes and refers one of his lawyers for a possible ethics investigation. The decision marks another significant legal setback for the administration. Another news. Questions are mounting after a Colombian national was fatally shot during an immigration enforcement operation in Maine. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says agents attempted to stop a vehicle linked to a person with a final deportation order when the driver allegedly tried to flee, prompting an officer to open fire. Maine's Attorney General says the agent has been placed on leave while the Department of Homeland Security investigates. Colombian officials have requested clarification, while local immigrant rights groups say the 26-year-old victim was legally authorized to work in the United States. The shooting sparked protests in Biddeford and renewed scrutiny over ICE's use of deadly force during enforcement operations around the world. The confrontation between the United States and Iran has intensified, raising new concerns for global energy markets. The UAE has accused Iran of launching cruise missile attacks on two of its tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, killing one Indian crew member and injuring eight others. Iran's Revolutionary Guard acknowledged striking the vessels, claiming they ignored military warnings. Meanwhile, U.S. forces carried out a third consecutive night of strikes on Iranian military targets, while President Donald Trump announced plans to impose a 20% charge on cargo moving through the strategic waterway under a new U.S.-led blockade. With oil prices climbing again, diplomats continue searching for a path back to negotiations. Another news. European leaders gathered in Paris to reinforce military support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion enters its fifth year. The Coalition of the Willing, led by France and the United Kingdom, focused on strengthening Ukraine's air and missile defense capabilities following repeated Russian ballistic missile attacks. Nine European countries joined Ukraine in launching a new coalition to develop defensive anti-ballistic missile systems, while military officials discussed future multinational exercises designed for post-war security. French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe is prepared to defend freedom at the cost of blood if necessary. Russia dismissed the meeting as a gathering of warmongers, underscoring the deep divisions that continue to shape the conflict. Another news. Hungary's parliament has approved a constitutional amendment that would immediately remove President Tamás Szulyok from office. Prime Minister Peter Magyar, whose Tisza party won a landslide election earlier this year, argues Szulyok remains too closely tied to former Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and says the move is part of dismantling the previous government's political system. The amendment passed comfortably thanks to Tisza's parliamentary supermajority and also introduces term limits for lawmakers and new retirement rules for constitutional court judges. Szulyok has refused to resign and is seeking an opinion from the Venice Commission on the amendment's legality. If he refuses to sign the measure, lawmakers could begin impeachment proceedings. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.